Welcome to the Side Action Podcast, the sports gambling show that covers everything in the world of sports betting from A through Z. We'll cover the four major sports, as well as anything and everything in between worth some action, and we'll increase the size of your bankroll. And here we go.
Welcome to the Side Action Special Edition from Nashville for the Final Four preview. This is Jim Weglars, a.k.a. Wegs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Wegspool.
And this is Steve Roberts, a.k.a. Action. You can follow me on Twitter at 31SRoberts.
Follow us at Side Action Pod on Twitter. So here we are from Nashville, from the Airbnb, from the Gulch.
Yeah, live from the Gulch here in Nashville, Tennessee. The sun is trying to peek out today, but it's certainly a lot warmer than Chicago. No doubt about it.
No question. We're here on the guys' trip. We do this annually. It's been a great time. And last night we hit up, well, we hit Martin's first, which is a great venue here, local barbecue place. And then checked out Broadway. Wasn't quite as delivered, as expected anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Thursday night, so still early part of the weekend. We're hoping that there's some more parties that roll into town tonight, Friday, and hopefully it's tomorrow, Saturday. It's supposed to be a lot nicer, so the crowd should pick up, I imagine.
Yeah, we want to see these famous bachelorette parties and have a good time. We may hit another part of town, maybe East Nashville, Five Points or something. So, great time. We're looking forward to it.
How about last weekend? Did you have any luck with your Elite Eight wagers?
Yeah, I ended up not doing a ton with the Elite Eight specifically. I think we talked about the Sweet 16. I was kind of 2-2 going into the weekend. And then I did get I did get an over in one of the games. In the Elite Eight, I got the Purdue over. Mm-hmm. Was great. Purdue, Virginia.
Overtime was a little help there.
No doubt, for sure. Those games were incredible for the Elite Eight, as we roll into that, I guess. But actually, we had talked about how these high, you know, good, well-seeded teams all made it through, and they really delivered on the Elite Eight.
Yeah, four games were absolutely incredible. Actually made it down to Louisville last Saturday see the Boilermakers live in person, and that was just an epic game. Back and forth throughout. Purdue, Carson Edwards was incredibly hot, probably one of the greatest shooting performances I've ever seen in person.
I think it was probably the top three game I've ever seen in my life in college. I mean, you know, obviously way back, Kentucky, Duke, you know, Leitner shot to end it, but Edwards was incredible, and Virginia made a ton of shots too. Kyle Guy sprained his ankle in the first half, comes back, he was incredible in the second half and overtime. So I can't believe you were there.
Edwards finished the game with 42 points and shot 10 of 19 from three-point line. Mm-hmm. But Virginia came back in overtime with that miraculous play at the end. I still can't believe that Kihei Clark had the whereabouts to look for the pass and get it down to Diakite. And then the odds of Diakite making that shot before the buzzer went off are very slim. So
he swished it. Did you see between regulation overtime, Diakite came over to Edwards and they kind of had a moment where they looked at each other. He's like, dude, great shot. He's like, man, you've been lighting it up.
Yeah. The smile from Edwards was pretty good. So.
And then your big pick, which you've been harping on for all season, Duke finally went down. They had a chance to tie it with RJ Barrett late. He missed the second free throw, and basically they couldn't escape again. And Michigan State and Sparty they came through in the clutch. That wasn't also. I mean, all these four games were incredible, but that Michigan State game. I mean, Cassius Winston is a man. You know, Kenny Goins hit that big jumper, and the freshman couldn't come through for Duke.
Yeah, I had been talking about it for quite some time. I knew that Duke would lose and won the $100 on the preseason national championship bet against Mikey. And then I also had some points, took the points with Michigan State last weekend. So it was a big weekend for me. Won some money back on Sunday, which was great. And then we didn't talk about Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Looked really good on Saturday too, really, and knocking off Gonzaga. So now Texas Tech rolls into the Final Four on kind of a heater, and that defense is playing incredibly well. And now they're facing off against Izzo, who makes it to yet another Final Four.
That's right. He did it again, eighth time. And then the last game was Auburn-Kentucky. This was another great game, overtime game. Kentucky didn't hit the free throws down the stretch in overtime, and the guards from Auburn just basically took that game over. Brown kind of in the second half for Auburn, and Harper in the overtime period. And even without OKK, which we talked about, we thought that they were going to, you know, struggle in that game, but they were able to play against that big front line. And PJ Washington had a mega game for Kentucky, but it wasn't enough. And Auburn advances to their first Final Four as well as Texas Tech.
Yeah, the two guards for Kentucky, the freshman Hero and Higgins, did not play well on Sunday. That certainly didn't help them. I thought the most remarkable line in that box score was Auburn didn't really have that much success at the three-point line.
Right.
You figure that was going to be the way they were going to beat Kentucky, but Harper and Brown were taking it inside, and they were scoring at will inside the paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they ran them off the three-point line, which seemed to work kind of at one point in the game. Early in the game, Kentucky was up double digits, but later they just decided to drive down their throats and score in the lane, and it really made a difference. So we've got a unique Final Four this year. It's going to be a little bit different. They're going to play in Minneapolis tomorrow on Saturday. So, you know, we'll check it out.
Yeah, I've updated the Action Power Index, and I've got the four teams basically right neck and neck with Auburn kind of taking the lead. I mean, the rear, rather. Michigan State is ranked fourth, followed by Virginia 5 and Texas Tech 6. And I've got those three teams about 2 points difference in total. And then Auburn is about 5 points behind Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that's about right. I mean, I know your rebounding margin is kind of the difference between Michigan State and Virginia there. Virginia, as we'll kind of talk about, is the favorite, you know, to win the championship at this point, but not a substantial favorite, you know, plus 155, plus 160 or something. So your index is pretty indicative. It would say that Auburn would be the dark horse or the Cinderella in this group. And I don't know. I think they're 6-1, right?
Yeah. Last I looked here, as we scroll down, we'll take a look at the odds courtesy of Five Dimes. Virginia is the favorite, plus 158, followed by Michigan State at plus 205, Texas Tech currently at plus 390, and Auburn in the back again, plus 665.
Well, you know, for me, Auburn, as we talked yesterday, actually, just at the bar, they're the team that's the most volatile. They obviously don't match up in the index. You know, from a pure metric standpoint, you wouldn't pick them. But they're the team that can score the best out of this group. They have the ability to score huge points like they did against North Carolina, that 97-point effort or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they obviously have great guard play. All these teams have really good guards. But at the same time, we'll see. Can they hold up? They played out of their minds without OKK last Sunday. You've got a whole week for, you know, Virginia to kind of dial in on that offense. So we'll see what happens. I do think that Virginia and Michigan State are the two best teams here, but they got to play the games. Auburn being the long shot, but I think Virginia and Michigan State are the best teams, as shows in the odds.
Yeah, those two teams are certainly the odds-on favorites, and either of them probably could cut down the nets, but I think Texas Tech is going to be a dark horse in this tournament, and we can talk about that later as we get to the matchups.
Absolutely. So first, before we go into the matchups specifically, let's talk about your hedge. We, you know, a couple things I wanted to state. In the Wegs pool, I did have a guy who was already basically won the pool. He did pick all four teams, miraculously. He was one of 7,900 brackets in the country to get the four correct teams in the Final Four.
Wow.
So he's locked it
Incredible.
Up. He also won the shirt like 3-4 years ago. So, you know, it's a little bit of luck.
Worst to first.
But you have a situation where you're kind of locked in on your Calcutta or whatever on the one side of the bracket with Texas Tech and Michigan State, but you need to hedge it somehow with Virginia and Auburn. So what are you thinking?
Yeah, so I've got two different Calcuttas that I'm in. I've got Texas Tech in one of them, pretty large chunk there. And then in another pool, I have a piece of Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
So either team winning that game is going to help me take some profits out of each pool.
Right.
More on the Texas Tech side because the payouts are a little bit stronger in that pool. But I do win some with Michigan State as well. And then if either of them wins the national championship, that's where I really get a big payout.
Right.
And I also have a futures ticket on Texas Tech to win the national championship at 50-1.
Woo.
So I'm really looking good with Texas Tech. I'm hoping that they can beat Michigan State and that'll afford me a lot more opportunities. But and looking at these odds, I think that the way to get at it for me is to make a bet here before the Final Four on Virginia to win the national championship.
Right.
I can get plus money at plus 158. And assuming, as I do, that Virginia is going to beat Auburn tomorrow night, then going into the championship, I'm going to be winning money no matter what the outcome is.
That sounds good. I mean, I think that that's kind of like the dilemma I had for the Super Bowl. I had the Rams, you know, future ticket, but of course the Patriots, I could do the money line bet and I kind of cover myself. Unfortunately, didn't get the big payout, but, you know, you still win money. You know, I can win one pool if Virginia wins out, so I'll probably wait to see if Virginia can win the game against Auburn and then bet the other way as a hedge.
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking about is I could wait until after the Virginia game goes final, okay, and then see if I can make a decision in terms of hedging on that Final Four game. Maybe lay a little bit with Michigan State to even out my payouts a little bit, because I do have more on Texas Tech.
Okay, yeah, that's a big payout, 50-1. Okay, well, let's take a look at these games. I mean, we've got the first game is Auburn against Virginia. We're showing Virginia as a 5.5-point favorite, a 131 total on this one, and a first half total of 61. What do you think about this one, Action?
Well, I mean, I've gone back and forth on this, and I really do think that Virginia is clearly the better team in this matchup, mm-hmm, but Auburn has been on a serious heater. Last weekend, dismissing North Carolina and Kentucky in back-to-back games was very impressive, and they have been hot, hot, hot. Mm-hmm. I think the one-week layoff is a little bit of a trouble for them because, I mean, a team that's on a heater like that wants to continue playing, and now they have to sit home for a week. I think it's going to be tough for them to keep that hot shooting alive, especially against this Virginia defense.
Right.
Virginia is the number two adjusted defense in the nation, and they also limit their opponents in three-point shooting. So I think that they're going to have some success in slowing down this Auburn offense.
Yeah, for me, I agree with you. In some way, I don't like Bruce Pearl. I'm going to start with that. Bruce Pearl's not great. But at the same time, they're playing great ball. They've won 12 straight to get here. They won the SEC championship in the tournament. And they're playing – they're the hottest team. There's no question. But Virginia's been the best team all year, and that's why I think they're going to win the title. But at the same time, the way I'm attacking this, we talked about this a little bit, I'm going with the over in this game. Mm-hmm. 131 is it's a solid total, but I do think the only way Auburn can stay in the game is to push the tempo, and I think that they will try and do their best. And Virginia hasn't been holding down teams as much in the tournament.
Yeah.
So even though they're a great defensive team, and I think they will win the game, I think that that total is in jeopardy. So I'm going to do – that's my one bet in this game. I'm going to go with the over for the game total, maybe even the halftime total. We'll see.
And that's 131 right on the game total, it looks like. Well, I'm going to go against you, not in the game, okay, but I have bet the first half under, okay, already. And that just comes down to Virginia's pace. They're right, the number one and slowest pace in the country. And that defense is really good. And actually, Auburn plays decent defense as, yeah, well. I do think that the venue is going to play a small factor in that. They are playing at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota.
So football and field.
I think that the shooting is going to be a little trouble for them, especially early on. I expect that they may heat up, so I don't hate your full game total, mm-hmm, but I think it's going to stay under in this first half, 61.
Okay, maybe you talk me out of doing that first half, so thank you.
Yeah, and then if it's close, too, you always have the free throw shooting at the end, too.
Sure.
And Virginia is one of the best free throw shooting teams in the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's take a look. Now, do you have a side in that one, or you're not taking?
No, I'm staying off that number. I think that 5.5 is a little bit too much for Virginia to lay in that game.
Okay. The second game is Texas Tech against Michigan State. Michigan State's a 2.5-point favorite. We're looking at that total right now at 132.
Yeah, 131.5, okay, it looks like in most books.
And we had the first half total of 61.5. I don't know, Action. It's hard to do this because I know you got your Texas Tech, and I do like Texas Tech quite a bit. I just somehow feel it's Michigan State's. If it's not their year, it's definitely their game, and I think they're going to cover that 2.5. That number has ticked down. I think, mm-hmm, it was around 3.5 initially.
Yep.
So I like that number even better now at 2.5. And as much as it could be a slugfest and a tight game, that 2.5 is a really low total for a basketball game. So I like that a lot. I don't know about the total in general. Probably looking at under. It's going to, yeah, be a defensive battle because you've got the best defense in Texas Tech, and Michigan State's top 10. They're like eighth or something defensive efficiency in KenPom. So what do you think about that?
Well, I am leaning towards Texas Tech in this game, to be quite honest with you. Chris Beard has been masterful.
Great coach.
This postseason. They haven't been in a close game yet. They destroyed Buffalo, who has one of the best offenses in the country. Sure. And then they came out the next game and beat Texas Tech. I'm sorry, beat Gonzaga, which was the number one offense in the country.
True.
I think that Chris Beard and this team is going to have a little bit of a game plan. That Texas Tech and their block defense is going to have something for the Spartans. And I do think that they could win this game. However, I'm not going to be betting it because of what I have in the futures market. It just doesn't make sense for me to add more on Texas Tech. But if I was leaning towards a side in this game, it would definitely be the Red Raiders. They're 11th in the country in generating turnovers, and Michigan State is not that good at taking care of them. I know that Cassius Winston is a maestro, but I think that Texas Tech may be able to turn them over a little bit. And then they, of course, have that inside presence on defense as well.
Yeah, you're right. I do see Texas Tech. They've covered every game in the tournament. They're the only team left that has done that. In fact, all the other teams in the first round didn't cover, and they were one of the few. So I hear what you're saying. I just, you know, sometimes it's about away from the numbers occasionally, and it's instinct and it's experience. I think Beard is an amazing coach, and he's definitely, if he doesn't, he hopefully stays at Texas Tech to build something, but he's going to get the Brinks truck backed up. Because he is, I mean, in 3 years, I mean, the guy's gotten to the Final Four. But I don't know. It's Izzo. He's got this team dialed in. And obviously, like you said, Cassius Winston, they believe. And when you've got walk-on, you know, fifth-year seniors hitting three-point shots to win games, I mean, what are you going to say?
I mean, Matt Mooney and David Moretti have been playing really well, too. They've been shooting great throughout this tournament. And then obviously Jarrett Culver, believe he only shot 5 of 19 against Gonzaga on Saturday and they still won that game.
Yeah. He still scored like 18, 19 points. He did other things. He's a really good all around player and he just makes his team better, but you're right. You know, Moretti and Mooney were the key to that game. I mean, that dude hit two clutch threes. Moretti hit two clutch threes to really win that game. And they came through in the clutch. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's going to be a great game. If we had a head-to-head, we could do that one.
Head-to-head.
Head-to-head. So, all right. So, what else we got here?
I also do want to talk about the total in this game. My strongest play of the weekend is that first half under in this one as well. Both teams play a pretty slow pace. Texas Tech is 229 in pace and Michigan State 201. And like you said, Texas Tech number one defense and Michigan State's in the top 10 as well. I expect this one to start slow and going to be betting that first half under in this game as well, 61.5.
Again, you said a venue. It's a big, huge venue. Even great shooting teams struggle early in these games, and there's a lot of emotion. Plus, it's not like Gonzaga, who came out gunning against Texas Tech. They both were gunning in that first half, actually. They went over in that game, in that first half. But then Texas Tech put the screws into them. You know, Sparty's fine playing a slow-paced game. Yep. So it's one of these things that I don't expect this to even, the 132 for the game total too is, you know, definitely under for me too. I won't bet on that one particularly, but it's a safe play.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really tight contest down the end. So the full game may be a little dicey with free throws at the end.
Well, hopefully we'll get another overtime game.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We still got to figure out a venue to check it out here in Nashville. So all you Nashville listeners out there, you give us a suggestion for tomorrow night to check it out. But so it's been looking forward to this Final Four.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be two great games and can't wait.
That's right. All righty. Well, it was a short episode, but thank you for joining us. You know, please spread the word. We've had great response through the tournament and all these kind of live shows that we've done and also, the preview episodes that we did before the various rounds. So thank you very much for listening. Rate us. You know, follow me on Wegspool at Twitter and Instagram. Follow us at Side Action Pod on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Twitter at 31SRoberts.
All right. Well, enjoy the Final Four, everybody.
Yep. And good luck with the bets.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Side Action Podcast. We appreciate all of your listens and thank you for joining us. We'll see you all again next week on Thursday for some more hot picks and side action. Side Action Podcast, its owners and associates take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the show hosts or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of this podcast, and opinions between talk show hosts may conflict. Individuals following the advice given on the podcast accept their own risk of losses from wagers made, as the Side Action Podcast, its owners, hosts, associates, or guests will not guarantee any advice given. The opinions and advice given on the Side Action Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Intro and outro and transition music credits. Song titles, Jerry 5 and District 4 by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.org. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by 3.0.